Welcome you. We are at Huntington High School, Huntington North High School, Huntington, Indiana, 46750. Mentioned we are at the shootout tournament here, girls basketball, on a Saturday. Huntington's second game is going to happen here in just a bit. Be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies on against the Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. Both teams on the floor, we'll mention the Lady Pilgrims jogging off into their locker room. 4:14 on the pregame clock. This gentleman, coach right there, one of the coaches, the Pilgrims, allowing some appreciations. We're thankful. And we'll also mention Sean Flordy out on the floor right now, taking some video type of photographs. We'll also mention, welcome you to today's education-based school, varsity girls basketball game. As mentioned, it's going to be the Tipton. Take that back. That was last night. Hey, it's the 4:45 start. Hamilton Heights, the Huskies, and Lady Pilgrims of Plymouth High School. Clock rolling down, 3:33 left. We'll mention a little bit about each school. We'll talk about visiting team on the scoreboard. That would be the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. The Huskies have a school enrollment, 731. We'll mention their class 3A, 1924. Their sectional, 7 teams. They'll play at Yorktown High School. Hamilton Heights, they're 2-0. Their sectional foes, they're 13-2 overall. Yorktown Tigers, 1-0, 8-5 overall. Also, Lady Eagles, 2-1, they're 8-7 overall. Franklin Lady Eagles, they're 1-1, and in 4 overall. Hay County, they're 1-1, 7-2 overall. That's the Lady Patriots. Newcastle Lady Trojans, 1-3, 2-13 overall. Centerville, they're 2-10 on the season. Centerville, the Bulldogs. The principal at Hamilton Heights, Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. Athletic department manager is Leanne Moffitt. The Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. Dial them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhchuskies.org. They're with the colors orange, white, and brown. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference presently. Stack up like this. Western, they're 1-0. East Division, they're 13-1 overall. Houston Heights, they're 1-0. 10-2 overall. Western 1-1, they're 3-11 overall. Tipton Blue Devils, and out the East Division right there, basketball. And girls variety, we'll mention the West Division. Delaware Central, they're 2-0 in the West Division. Hoosier Conference, they're 15 wins, 0 losses. But by Benton Central, they're 2-1, they're 11-2 overall. And Lakes, they're 1-2, they're 7-5 overall. For Catholic Knights, you have to play a divisional game in the West Division. They're 5-7. Mentioned West Lafayette Red Devils, the Lady Red Devils are 0-2, 9-6 overall. Mentioned the Hamilton Heights, these are coached by Keegan Cherry, 132 wins, 56 losses, 8th season at Hamilton Heights. And right now, they're going to play against Pilgrims, Plymouth High School. That's kind of a round robin. Later today, 6 o'clock. Game with the Huskies and Huntington, here at Huntington North is Wawa Steve. We'll mention a little bit about the Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims are Class 4A, sectional number 3. There are 7 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at South Bend, Washington High School. We'll mention in their sectional, Plymouth Lady Pilgrims, they're 1-0 in sectional play, 6-6 overall. Mishawaka Lady Cavemen, they're 2-0, they're 9-5 overall. South Bend Adams Lady Eagles, they're 2-0, 7-8 overall. They had a game two nights ago, played Portage in their tournament right there. It's high school. We'll mention them South Bend Washington, they're 1-0 in here in the sectional play. They're 11-3 overall. Michigan City, 0-1, they're 2-12. They are the Lady Wolves. LaPorte, Lady Slancers, they're 2-12 on the season. And South Bend Riley, Lady Wildcats, they're 2-11. So we'll also mention the principal at Plymouth High School is James Condon. Athletic director is Joshua Troyer. assistant AD is Brenton Corbett. The administration assistant in the athletic department is Gwen Chris. We're going to go through the starting lineups here. We'll catch this up in just a bit. We'll mention starting lineups. Today's ballgame, visiting team on the scoreboard, Lady Huskies. They'll start like this. Wearing number 2, she's a 5'6" senior, Ella Hickok. 9 points per game average. At number 3 for the Lady Huskies, 5'6" junior, Katie Brown at 8.8 points game average. Wearing number 10 for the Lady Huskies is 5'10" senior, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner averaging 25.9 points. Ballgame. At number, wearing number 23, that's 5'7" senior, that's Cassidy Chakel. Cassidy Chakel, and contributor, 2.4 points per ball game. And wearing number 24 for the Lady Huskies, 5'9" senior, Hadley Carey. Hadley Carey at 6.1 points, game average. The high head coach is Keegan Cherry. Now the starting lineup for the home team on the scoreboard, that's the Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. Smith will start like this. Wearing number 2, 6'6" junior, Maddie Sullivan, 7.6 points per game average. Wearing number 5, a 5'4" junior, that's Lena Jones, 0.8 average per ball game. Wearing number 10, 5'8" junior, also the leading scorer, wearing number 10, Sophie Miller, 10.7 points per game for Plymouth. Wearing number 12, 5'2" junior, we'll mention that Kenley Dance, 5.2 points per game average. Wearing number 30, 5'8" senior, Riley Mann at 6.8 points per game averages. We'll mention she leads in rebounds at 6.7 contest for the Lady Pilgrims. Get ready to finish up the lineup introductions. We'll mention Plymouth Lady Pilgrims jogging out, going knuckles with the three officials. Basketball, minutes on the game clock, 11:42. The wristwatch of game strikers to begin at 11:45, right on time. So at the center circle, two gals wearing number 10. For Plymouth, the home team, number 10, Sophie Miller, is 8 junior for Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner, number 10, 5'10" senior. Ball tipped to the backcourt and the front court now. Lady Huskies, first possession. Works to the left side behind the arc. Pedal dribble to work it out right side, Katie Brown. Short pass, Ella Hickok. Hickok, 3-point shot, rims off, would go. Rebound out of there, collected by Sophie Miller. 10, Plymouth. To the corner. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off. I'm going to go Ella Hickok with the rebound. Back the other direction. That shot was taken by mentioned right here. We'll give a check here at them. Double check that number in a moment. We're going to back around the perimeter. Cameron running on his real crossover. She'll dribble the lane. She goes right-handed layup. Left side of the glass. Point bucket is good. The Huskies in front. 7-12 on the game clock. Let's take it to the timeline. Going to try to breach feet to press. Hamilton Heights providing little press in the backcourt. They'll get across the timeline and work the ball around. Come back around. Finally, Dan. A shot taken right there. Shot taken by 30. Riley Mann, the first shot that Dan couldn't get. The rebound. It'll go back the other direction. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner for 2 off the glass in the paint. So, you know, this is a kick here in the backcourt. Hamilton Heights providing 3 in the backcourt. Katie Brown, Cameron Runner, Ella Hickok. And right bucket on the baseline. Toss it in. Lena Jones. They're working back and forth. Back to Lena Jones. Side being guarded there in the backcourt by Katie Brown. They'll pass it to the front court. Front court ball is going to be tipped. It's going to be the last touch. High Plymouth is going to go out of bounds. Lady Huskies will bring it in bounds from the backcourt. 6:34 on the game clock. We're in the first quarter. Second game here. Day shootout tournament at Huntington North High School at a facility. We're going to left side with the basketball. Outside the arc, Ella Hickok. Hickok, she'll dribble, crossover, she'll work it in the lane. She'll work it back out behind the arc. 3-point shot in the air, rims off. That was Cameron Runner fighting for the board there. Katie Brown. Brown contested with the rebound, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Plymouth. Going to bring it in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Going to be triggered in by Hadley Cherry. Going to get in. Does behind the arc there in front of the Plymouth bench. Cameron Runner being guarded there. Some watch closely for two. Maddie Sullivan. Dribble in to go the corner with it. Point shot in the air. Credit the bucket. Hadley Cherry from the right corner baseline. 7-0 contest. Lady Huskies providing pressure in the backcourt. Get the ball back and forth right there. That's 5. Lena Jones. She'll dribble across the timeline. See the front court. They go to the left corner baseline. The basketball around. That was Maddie Sullivan. Out top. At the pedal dribble. 5. Lena Jones. The left side behind the arc. Guard there somewhat closely. Cassidy Schakel providing the defense. Out top of the basketball. They go right side behind the arc. 3-point shot in the air. Rims off long. Shot taken there. Plymouth. Number 2. Maddie Sullivan. See the front court with the basketball. Katie Brown. Katie Brown on the dribble. Cross court skip pass. Ella Hickok, silver dribble, she goes to the corner again. 3-point shot in the air, rimmed it in. That's 2 in a row. That's Hadley Cherry from the right corner baseline. 10-0 contest, Lady Huskies in front. Pass the ball in. Huskies providing some pressure. Dribble in the backcourt, Lena Jones, she gets back teammate. 30, Riley Mann, going to pass it back to Lena Jones, going to be intercepted by Katie Brown. Going to end up in the hands of Ella Hickok. Now, Cameron Runner, short off the mark. Left elbow extended on a 3-point try. Front court, going to dribble across the timeline. From the dribble, both Kenley Gantz. To back out to teammate, the other center line. That was Lena Jones. Ball's going to rest in the hands. Maddie Sullivan to Jones. Lena Jones going to dribble in. Going to be tipped away. Ella Hickok gets picked up by Cassidy Schakel. Through to the front court, ball's in the hands of Cameron Runner. She'll go baseline. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner. 12-0 contest here in the first quarter. On the dribble, going to go base in the paint. Going to be tipped away. It was Riley Mann back the other direction. The Cherry. Working outside the arc, Ella Hickok. Hickok going to bring it back out. Guarding her closely. Right there, Maddie Sullivan. Going to go in the paint, off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Credit the bucket. Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner, going to be a timeout on the floor. 59 left, halfway through the first quarter. Hamilton Heights 14. We'll mention this is a 30-second timeout. We thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage, flex storage, protect your investments, keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. Reserve your space now. You can call them 317-774-1500. Again, that number is 317-774-1500. Go to www.itsindiana.com at Katy Industrial Park and Self Storage. Conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue, College Street, Arcadia, Indiana. Inbound the basketball is going to be brought in from the backcourt. Plymouth is going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in right the bucket on the baseline. Substitutions in the ballgame. We'll capture those here in just a moment. Ball brought in. Going to get the ball back. Sophie Miller. The left side on the side right there. Melina Jones to the front court. Going to a baseline drive. Out off the mark. Wouldn't go. Shot taken. There on the other side as number 12, Tinley. Back Sophie Miller. The corner. Point shot. We go Hadley Cherry. On the rebound. The basketball. That's number 5. Delina Jones. Pass it out to the front court. On the dribble. And we're to the right side. We go baseline off the glass. 2-point bucket is good. The bucket. 12. Tinley Gantz. And a credit assist to Lena Allen. Elena Allen in the ballgame. 3.7 rebounds per game. Listed at 5'4", a sophomore, was 32. Plymouth, 3:07 on the game clock. Outside the arc, going to move the basketball around right side. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Number 25, a junior class member. Get outside, move the basketball around the perimeter. Cassie Schakel, going to hand off. Out behind the arc, Cameron Runner works around the perimeter. Hadley Cherry, now Ella Hickok with the basketball. Outside the arc, they'll reset the offense. Cassie Schakel, now Cameron Runner. They're going to be guarded there somewhat closely by Elena Allen. That is her grill right there. She'll pass off. She gets to Ella Hickok. Outside the arc, going to dribble in. They carry back out to Ella Hickok. the dribble. Started there closely. Kenley Gantz crossed over, pick up a screen from Hadley Cherry. She'll go to the corner. Backpedal, single back baseline drive. Trying to get a pass over to Kenley Cherry. Chest pass and tipped out of bounds. At Plymouth, at number 10, Sophie Miller. 2:21 on the game clock, first quarter. 2 Lady Huskies in front. Can be brought in, left of the bucket on the baseline. Hadley Cherry. Toss it in tall, Cameron Renner. Alley-oop play, a little bit off balance, wouldn't go. But off the rim, rebound out of there, picked up by Elena Allen. She'll pass it, she gets to the front court on the dribble. 3-point shot in the air, credit to bucket. That's number 10, Sophie Miller. Right elbow extended, 3-point shot is good. 14-5, Lady Huskies by 9. Dribble across the timeline, Ella Hickok. For the paint, going to try to take a shot. Hand in the face, put the ball, they're going to call it a foul on the play. A lot of ball on that play. They're going to say that it was fouled in the act of shooting. Whistle is foul on Plymouth. 12, Tinley Gantz. She has one. Team foul number 1. A hit first shot is good. Substitution back in the ballgame. Going to be number 30 in the ballgame. Riley Mann, a 5'8 senior. Going to breathe it for Plymouth. There's number 12, Tinley Gantz. A Hickok, second shot, also good. 16-5, Lady Huskies by 11. Try to beat the press again. Lady Huskies providing some pressure. They get the ball across the timeline from Elena Allen. Here's across the timeline, actually, right there. Number 30, Riley Mann. And she'll pick it up. Work it back out top. Hands of Lena Jones. Lena Jones out top. They're around the perimeter, Elena Allen. Left side, back pedal dribble. And Lena Allen going to drive the lane outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound four picked up by Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims, I think, a shot out top. And going to be tipped away again. Going to be picked up there by Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry going to come up to have a left sideline looking for a fast break. And if momentum put her across the side court line, going to be an out-of-bounds play. Give the ball back to the Pilgrims. They'll bring the ball in. Back court, I should have been stopping in front court. Number 5, Lena Jones. So we're going to round, they go to the corner. 3-point shot, we go. Rebound, Lady Pilgrims. Top, it'll be a 3-point shot again. Shot wouldn't go. Lena Jones, rebound, Hamilton Heights. Going back the other direction. They're going to work the basketball, they go to the corner with it. A dribble there, it's Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to go baseline and, you know, call an offensive charging foul. Official underneath the bucket. Gave way to the call from the side court. Officially called a foul, offensive foul on Hadley Cherry. 1 minute left here in the quarter. So Cherry has one in the contest. Let me steal the backcourt. Cameron Runner. Pass off. Hickok tries a three. Ball skipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Plymouth. And take that back. They're going to call it last touch by Hamilton Heights. And they're going to be brought in left of the bucket from the backcourt. And yeah, they did switch it. They almost gave the ball to the wrong lady. Down the basketball with the white uniform. They'll give it to the Lady Huskies. Hadley Cherry will bring it in. Left of the bucket on the baseline into Cameron Runner. Keep Brown around the perimeter. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble in. Corner. Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry, 3-point shot. Good. Right corner baseline. 41 seconds left in the quarter. There'll be a blocking foul in the backcourt. Basketball there was Plymouth. 5, Lena Jones. Lena Jones is trying to dribble her. Ella Hickok trying to absorb a foul, and they're going to call her for a blocking foul. But Hickok has 2. Pick that up. She has 1 in the quarter and won the ballgame. 34 seconds left. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble, Lena Jones. She'll work her right side. She'll bounce it down low. Ball's tipped away. And picked up finally by 30. Ellie Mann. Get back and dribble in the lane. One-handed floater. Wouldn't go. A shot taken by 32. Elena Allen. Rebound Hamilton Heights. In the timeline, Cameron Runner. She'll slow up the pace. In the front court. 12 seconds left. Stationary dribble out top near the center circle. Might be getting a straight from Hadley Cherry. She'll use it. 2 seconds left. She'll drive the paint off the glass. Couldn't get the buckets off the rim. Shots the buzzer. Wouldn't go. That was 32. Elena Allen. Yeah. Shot there. And we'll mention that's going to complete the first quarter of play. The end of the first quarter, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 19. Plymouth, Lady Pilgrims, 5. We do thank you for tuning in. This ball game, we appreciate that. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you. Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, when you find yourself looking for that dependable big truck rental company, high quality choice and far away. Call Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. We call them at 317-773-4800. And that number is 317-773-4800. Up to 26 feet. Trucks available. And a truck with a Tommy lift sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. 11 a.m. The truck rentals. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Noblesville. You'll find Dirk. He'll be there. He'll escort you around trucks. And you can choose for choosing for Indiana Express Rentals. So, you're going to inbound the basketball. It's going to be brought in from half court. So that possession arrow is going to give the basketball back to the Pilgrims. The Pilgrims of Plymouth High School will be brought in side court. And they shoot the backboard in the hands of number 5, Alina Jones. She'll take the point. Works at right side again. It's 32, Elena Allen. Came off the bench first quarter. Driving the lane, shot wouldn't go. A deflection, and the ball ends back up in the hands right there of 12, Maddie Sullivan. The lockup goes out of bounds. They're gonna say the ball belongs to the Lady Huskies. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Cameron Runner near the scores bench working against her. 5, Lena Jones. Get out top, Ella Hickok. Dribbling left, right elbow to the corner, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry shot off the mark. Get that one, ball's rebounded. 12, singly dance. In the timeline, they're working to the front court. Gonna dribble in. Had a shot that was 10, Sophie Miller. Right side picks up the dribble. Lena Jones gonna get the ball back after a deflection. Bill on the dribble, she inside the arc. Put the basketball around. They go baseline. Not off the mark. Wouldn't go. Found out of there. Cameron Runner. Going to go back the other direction. The dribble. At back three. And she'll go to the corner with it. A Hickok. Three-point shot. Here's the left. The right corner baseline. Three-point shot is good. 8-2-5. Lady Huskies in front. 48 on the game clock. Working it in the backcourt. Lena Jones. Fourth to get the ball across the timeline. Sophie Miller. Front court, you need a check pass, and stolen right there by Katie Brown, back the other direction. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Crossover, she'll work it towards the lane right there, and she'll kick it back out. Cameron Runner behind the arc. Cameron Runner being guarded there somewhat closely. Alina Jones, she'll dribble in, take a long step, shot off the glass, the rim wouldn't go. The other direction, rebound. Lady Pilgrim, she's crossing the timeline with the dribble. 5, Alina Jones. Bounce pass, right side. Near the Husky bench, they chew Elena Allen. Stop moving the basketball. That's the hands of Tinley Gantz. Guarded there somewhat closely by Katie Brown. 6 minutes left here in the second quarter. Bounce it out near the top of the circle. She'll pass it off. Elena Allen going to drive the lane. She's going to try to take a shot. She's going to be called for an offensive foul setting up there in the paint. Lady Huskies. 5:53 left here in the second quarter. They're going to whistle a foul on Plymouth. 32, Elena Allen has won in the contest. We're going to bring the ball back in. Lady Huskies to the front court. Hickok on the dribble. Side the arc, right side, Cameron Runner. Pick up a screen, have it here. Enroll. Cameron Runner out top with arc right there. They move the ball around, touching the hands briefly. Katie Brown now back to Ella Hickok. Out top, Cameron Runner. Works the right side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown's three-point shot is good. Left elbow extended. 25-5, Lady Huskies front. 5:20 on the game clock. Try to beat the press once again. Tina. Yeah. Jones passes to the front court. It's going to be tipped. It's going to go out of bounds. belong to Plymouth Lady Pilgrims, brought in, I was right there in the front court, and number 12, Tinley Dance, working in, side to arc on the dribbles, move, Lena Jones, you know, working left side on the dribble, top of the basketball, working the basketball around, Maddie Sullivan, to baseline, she'll pick up the basketball, Sophie Miller, out top, to work the basketball, Lena Jones, they'll bounce it in, right elbow, 2-point shot, rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 30, Riley Mann, 5'8 senior. Back the other direction. Katie Hussey with the basket. 27-5. There's going to be a kick once again in the backcourt. Substitution back in the ballgame for Lady Hussey. 25, Kennedy Cherry. Hey, Cherry, a 5'8 inch junior. The ball inside court. Quarter court, Plymouth. Dribble. Yeah, Jones, she'll pass over the head of Ella Hickok. They'll go to the corner with it. Four shot, he's over. Shot taken there by Plymouth. Addie Sullivan, back the other direction. On the dribble crossover, Ella Hickok. Pass it outside the arc, dribbling in. Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry off the glass, good to get the shot. Be fouled in the act of shooting. Shoot one more. So there'll be a foul whistle here on Plymouth. We whistle on number 10, Sophie Miller. She has one foul here in the ballgame. 4:19 on the game clock. The Cherry foul strike. First shot is good. Get one more in the ballgame for Plymouth. Going to be number 21, Eva Sheedy. Sheedy, a 5'10 sophomore. The Cherry, second shot, rims off, wouldn't go. At the front end, rebound. Plymouth. Front court now, Lena Jones. Working back pedal dribble, working against her, Cameron Runner. 0-8 left. First quarter, we're in the second. Got back the first half. The quarter. 4 minutes left, halfway through. Second quarter. 28-5, Lady Huskies in front. On the dribble and the elbow. The push it back outside. Basketball spin move, Maddie Sullivan. Feed it back to Lena Jones. Lena Jones going to work the right side. They're working around the perimeter. The step in, 16-footer on the way, got it. Straight away, 16-foot shot by Plymouth. Number 10, Sophie Miller. Sophie Miller, just a junior, 5'8". We're going to see the timeline. The dribble right there, dribble drive, Ella Hickok. To the corner with it, dish off. Katie Brown, back out top. Out in the air, 25, Kennedy Cherry. Side to paint, about a 14-footer, wouldn't go. Rebound, Plymouth. That's number 12, Tinley Dance. Ball back outside the arc. Dribble, Maddie Sullivan. The right side, Lena Jones. Jones well beyond the arc, being guarded loosely. Right there by Cameron Runner. She'll pick up a screen. Use it. She'll kick the ball back. Point shot in the air. That would go. That shot taken by Ken Sophie Miller. Back the other direction, Ella Hickok. Hickok, back to the dribble. Outside the arc, 3-point shot in the way. Rims off, wouldn't go. I think it's about Katie Brown, a couple of steps behind the arc. Rebound, Plymouth, be a reach-in foul. Called right there on Katie Huskies. The Huskies are going to inbound. They're going to get through the ballgame once again. The Cherry, having Cherry an original starter. Katie Brown an original starter. Going to take a breather. 46 left. The second quarter, ball brought in. Crossing the timeline at a walk face dribble. That's number 5, Lena Jones. Pedal dribble working against her, Cameron Runner. 5 left here in the second quarter. We're going to see the front court right there working around the perimeter. Triple threat, Sophie Miller. Bounce to the left side, moving the basketball around, now out top. Bounce inside, tipped away and regathered. Pilgrim, ball loose. I can pass there in the lane, credit the button. Left side of Tina Jones for two. 2:12 left. Second quarter, 28-9, Lady Huskies in front. Huskies in the front court. Hickok, 3-point shot, good. Left corner, say left elbow extended, 3-point shot for Ella. 31-9 contest, 1:54 left here in the first half. Across the timeline with a pass, so we're going down low again. Trying to get that bounce pass. They hit teammate, blink up, and not quite that time. Low fives to each other, and they'll give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. 1:48 on the game clock. taking a breather for Plymouth is number 12, Tinley Gans. Husky's going to bring the ball to the timeline. In the ball game for Plymouth, number 21, Eva Sheedy, 10 sophomore. You brawl in, go baseline, go drive off the glass, shot him to go, got her own putback. Didn't get the putback that got fouled in the act of shooting. That's Cameron Runner. She'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot two. 34 on the game clock. Second quarter, Lady Huskies in front, 31-9. Cameron Runner at the free throw stripe. Going to have a substitution for Grims. Only this shot. First shot goes in. In the ball game for Plymouth is number 30, Riley Mann. Riley Mann, 6.8 points per game, leads the team and rebounds at 6.7. At the free throw line, Cameron Runner. Second shot, also good. The ball in from the baseline. Cut in, that's 32, Elena Allen. A little pressure in the backcourt, tipped away there momentarily by Cassie Schakel. Ball regathered. Elena Allen to the front court on the dribble. Side the arc, going to dribble in, right side, picked up the dribble. Riley Mann, Athena Jones, still dribble in. He shot outside the paint. Shot wouldn't go, got her own rebound on the carom. Point of paint, she put the shot up and in. And over the rim, 2-point shot is good. Number 5, Athena Jones. Huskies in the front court, 33-11. Huskies front, and work the ball out top, Ella Hickok. Starting the basketball right here at 32, Elena Jones. I should say, Elena Allen. Worked the ball back out top of the circle. Back there, center circle, Cameron Runner. She goes drive by. Would-be defender. He's going to get a 2-point bucket off the glass. Runner for two. Bring the ball in on the baseline. Elena Jones. A little bit of pressure being shown once again by the Lady Huskies. Pick up the basketball in the backcourt. That's 30. Riley Mann. She's going to get it back to Elena Allen. Head coach, you're going to have to call a timeout right there. Plymouth, Lady Pilgrims. They're going to call Pilgrims timeout. We'll go ahead and mention 30-second timeout. We'll mention the principal at Plymouth High School is James Conner. We've mentioned that. Plymouth High School is located number 1 Red Drive, that's Indiana, 46563. Out in by telephone at 574-936. 178. The web is plymouth12.in.us or go to Go Pilgrims, Go Rockies, ROCKES.com. Mention them with the colors red and white. They perform in the Northern Lakes Conference. There are 8 teams in the Northern Lake Conference. We'll talk about those in a moment. We'll mention it. Northridge, just 3-0, 13-1. Finish up right there, him momentarily. He'll be brought in backcourt. Backcourt in front of the Plymouth bench on the dribble. Elaine, right there. Elena Allen, to the front court, good dribbling exhibition. She'll pick up the basketball right there in the corner. Hadley Cherry providing the defense. Pass out of a double team. Elena Allen, cross-court pass behind the arc. 3-point shot is good. That's Lady Pilgrims, number 5, Lena Jones. 4 shot good. We're under 10 seconds. 10 left here in the first half. Elbow shot. Right side shot rimmed out. That was Cassie Schakel. To complete the first half of play, well mentioned. Halftime score, Hamilton Heights, Lady Husky, 5. Plymouth, Lady Pilgrims, 14. We'll go ahead and finish up here. Plymouth Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims High School. Their conference is the Northern Lakes Conference. Northern Lakes, they have 8 teams in it. Now basketball lines up like this. 3-0, Northridge, they're 13-1 overall. So they're 3-0, that's in the conference, and 5 overall. Northwood, they're 3-1, 12-2 overall. I like to say them. Coach there out of Northwood, Nate Andrews. Andrews used to coach at Western. There a few years, maybe 2. He went and coached at Northwood. His dad coached there. Told me that personally. But anyway, first of all, I should get back. It's going to be Wawa C. Wawa C. 1-2 in the conference. They're 11. They're 11-3 overall. 1-2 in the conference. They're 6-6 overall. That's the Plymouth, the Pilgrims. Concord, maybe Concord. Right there, 1-3 conference. They're 4-9 overall. Captured a recent win. I believe it was last night or the night before. So we'll make it 0-2. It's Mishawaka. Mishawaka Marion, 9-5 overall. They're 0-3. They're 5-8 overall. Remind you, the Plymouth, the Pilgrims, 6-6 on the season. They're 1-2 in Northern Lakes Conference. Head coach, I didn't get a pronunciation, but it's kind of like Michaela, way of spelling Michaela. Took me Shaliol or some Shaliol. Shaliol. 32 wins, 30 losses, working in year number 3. School. This is their next game happening after bid. Right here on Saturday, the 6th evening, December 30th, 7:45 estimated start time. The Plymouth Lady Pilgrims and the host team, the Huntington North, the Vikings. We do appreciate you tuning in. I'll mention about this game. This game is being brought to you in part Powers Septic and Sewer. For Septic and Sewer, they do cleaning, trap cleaning for restaurants, sewer camera, water jetty, tank riser installs, pump bacteria for septic systems. Slogan, remember, and go without us. In Hamilton County and surrounding counties, the new millennium. Family owned and operated. Powers, Septic, and Sewer. Right there off of Road 19, Highway 19, there between Noblesville and Cicero. For Septic Sewer. So bringing you this contest today is AGM Auto. AGM Auto, LLC, we'll mention there in Arcadia. They're looking for that good mechanic. Look no further. AGM Auto can be that good mechanic looking for. AGM Auto, they work everything under the hood. Heck with them, we'll mention they welcome you. AGM Auto, they are now located just west of Arcadia, Indiana. 166 Street. For daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto, they do classic cars. They restore classic cars. Stop and check with them. That puts your faith their ability. They do classic car restoration. Find them on Facebook at AGM Auto, LLC. Dial them by telephone at 317-984-283. Again, that's 317-984-283. That's AGM Auto, west of Arcadia. They're talking it up right now. They're talking in the locker rooms. You know they are. They're getting some hydration. They're getting some new things right there. Getting some power energy bar, maybe. Getting a little bit of talk from the coaches. We're going to go ahead and mention, we'll mention what's happening today on Saturday, December 30th. And I'd like to say a hello and happy birthday to Mr. Craig Hartwick. Hartwick, born on this day back in 66. There we go. Teammate. But games on the agenda today, Saturday, December 30th. 7 o'clock start tonight at Goshen High School. It'll be DeKalb, Lady Barons. Be going against the Goshen, Lady Redbirds. Should be Red Hawks. Lady Red Hawks, that's tonight. 7 o'clock at Goshen High School. Second game on the agenda today, we'll mention AM contest is already concluded. Clear, it was Wawa C, the Lady Warriors, against the home team here to North, the Vikings. I mean, to North High School right here. And number 3, third game on the agenda, Plymouth, the Pilgrims. At right now, halftime, time 4:35:14, Lady Huskies in front. So it's the Hamilton Heights Huskies, Lady Huskies, Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. It started right at 11:45 here at Huntington North. Game on the agenda this evening, I should say, back this evening, an early evening game, Wawa C, Lady Warriors, versus the Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. around Robin here today, 14th. Also mentioned, fifth game here happening this evening. These are Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. They're in the locker room now. They're going to go against the home team, the Huntington North Lady Vikings. That'll be a 7:45 p.m. start here at Huntington North High School. If you didn't know, Huntington North High School, located 950, to make your way over here. It's McGahan, M-A-C-G-A-H-A-N Street. McGahan, North Huntington, Indiana, 46750. Or you can dial them at 260-6104. On the web, you can find them at n.cfc12.in.us. While we're talking a little bit about here in Huntington North, the North High School, Paul Poteet, good personality type. I say, well, that guy's amazing. Paul Poteet, an 81 graduate right here in Huntington North. I've got to mention my wife, historical. She's a history buff. Checked it out. She mentioned that Mr. Dan Quayle, notable graduate here in Huntington North. Quayle, a 1965 graduate at Huntington North High School. Huntington Heights conglomerated, became the Huntington Heights Huskies in 65 from being the Jackson Central. Right there, and then Huskies, yes, right there, and we'll also mention. But today, sixth on the agenda out of eight games, the conference we'll talk about. Drayan, the Andrayan Fighting Lady Niners are at Northridge Lady Raiders today. Northridge Lady Raiders, they're coming out of the Northern Lakes Conference. Northridge Lady Raiders are at the top of that conference presently. 15-1. That game has already taken place. That was at Northridge High School. A.M. contest. 7 here today is South Bend St. Joseph. South Bend St. Joseph, what they're known by, we'll mention, they're going against Northwood, the Panthers. Northwood High School is going to take place today. It's already taking place from the second half. The A.M. start at Northridge High School. Final game, game number 8 on the agenda today. Conference is Merrillville Lady Pirates. That Merrillville, the mine at Star Plaza for in Merrillville, that was a nice venue to watch an indoor concert. Also mentioned Merrillville Lady Pirates, they are at Northridge today. Lady Raiders, it'll be a 4 p.m. start at Northridge High School. Also mentioned this contest today is being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. At Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Truro, Indiana, 46034. On the web, visit them at jeansautoparts.com. They are at the south edge of Cicero. They're right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. And that's 317-984-4931. 931 are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve Dean's Auto Parts and Cicero. So getting ready for second half. About 4 seconds. Clock's going to empty out. Stop it at 4.4. Abbreviate it. And we're going to buzz it now. We'll put 8 minutes on the clock. Brought in alternate possession arrow to the backcourt. Lady Pilgrims, number 5, Lena Jones, dribbles across the timeline. She'll work her right side with the basketball. That's 12, Kinley Gantz. Hit out near the top of the circle. Sophie Miller. Ball back in on a bounce pass. Riley Mann. Work it back to Lena Jones. Kept the dribble outside the left side. Back out to teammates straight away, working the basketball. Kinley Gantz. On the dribble there, Maddie Sullivan. Near 16-footer, near straight away. Taken. Hot taken there, wouldn't go. That was 30. Kellyanne, the senior. The other direction, Katie Brown. Cross-court pass, now back out top. Motion some directions, Ella Hickok on the stationary dribble. Working against her is 12, the Gantz. Going to dribble right side, going to go baseline, going to go through the lane. Push it to the corner. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go. Brown tracking down the rebound. Opposite corner. Cameron Runner. Down inside. Cut off the glass. Wouldn't go. That was Ella Hickok back the other direction. Ed Jones going to work in the other baseline. Goes up baseline drive. Be cut off there by Tackle and Hadley Cherry. And work back to the corner. To the back wall. Skip past outside the arc. Lena Jones. They'll work at left side. Lost the handle. Pick it back up. Point shot in the air. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Shot near the corner. Baseline. Shot taken by Plymouth. That was 10. Sophie Miller. Front court with the basketball. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Stationary. She'll work it in. Elbow. Left side. Hadley Cherry. Dribble once. Outside the circle. Back pedal dribble. Cameron. She'll work it left side. That one go, 3-point land, long off the rim. That was Katie Brown. Ball carom is going to go out of bounds. Left corner is going to be out of bounds. Last touch, by the Lady Huskies. 5-14, Lady Huskies. Front. 6-20 on the game clock. The dribble to the sideline, Lena Jones. Free throw line, 2-point shot, good. Credit the bucket, Lena Jones. Lena Jones shooting 43% from 2-point land. 6-06 on the game clock. Working the pass, right side. Cameron Runner. So we're drilling. She'll work it back behind the arc. Tail dribble. Keeping the dribble right here in front of the forest bench. She'll pass it back out top. Ella Hickok. Crossover dribble. Get outside. With Cherry. Cherry going to pass the ball behind the arc. Cameron Runner. Will pass. Ella Hickok. Hickok shot in the air. Good. Credit the bucket. Ella Hickok. Right elbow extended. 38-16. Lady Huskies front. 35 on the game clock. Work it to the timeline. On the dribble, Lena Jones. Going to be tipped away and stolen, going back the other direction. The glass couldn't get it. He gets the rebound. Yeah, that was Cameron Runner. So, Lady Huskies going to get the ball to bring it back in. Ball tipped, last touch, out of bounds by Plymouth. Brought in right the bucket on the baseline, Katie Brown. Then Cameron Runner will dribble baseline. Should go off the glass, right-handed power layup is good. Cameron Runner for two, 40-16, going to pass it to the timeline. It'll be a whistle. The defense right there, just a little bit overdoing it, not too much. It's going to be a foul whistle on Chastity Shakel. Pick up first foul in the ballgame. 14 on the game clock. Brought in. Court. Passed in the backcourt. It's number 5, Lena Jones. She'll work it back to 12. Chinley Gantz. She'll back in. 17-footer. Straight away. 2-point shot. Good. 30. Riley Mann. Riley Mann also shooting 43% the territory. Ball's in the front court on the dribble crossover. Ella Hickok. Side arc. Cameron Runner. And Lena Jones. Top now. Let's switch off. Cameron Runner will drive the lane. Push it back out behind the arc. E. Brown back to Ella Hickok. Crossover dribble. She'll dribble the lane. They'll go outside, corner shot. Shot rims off, wouldn't go. Would have been a two. Yeah, that's Katie Brown back the other direction. In the front court, move the basketball around. Maddie Sullivan. Get it back to Lena Jones. With it at 12, Chinley Gantz. On the dribble, left side with the basketball. Bring the ball back around. That was Maddie Sullivan. Get the ball back from Chinley Gantz. We're working inside the paint, just outside the paint, I should say. Work the basketball around. Straight away with the basketball. Move it back around. It's 12. Chinley Gantz. And inside another 16-foot opportunity right there. Wouldn't go this time. That was 30. Riley Mann. Down Hamilton Heights to the front court. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to drive the lane. Go off the glass. Nearly got it. Rimmed off. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Trolled by Plymouth. Front court. It's 12. Chinley Gantz. On the floor. Going to be picked up by Hadley Cherry. She'll pass out of a seated position. Chastity Shakel now the front court, crossing the sideline, Cameron Runner. Silver dribble. She'll work it back outside. Hadley Cherry will reset the offense. Ella Hickok around the perimeter, right side to Katie Brown. Back out top, Cameron Runner. Left side, Ella Hickok. 3-point shot, good. Right elbow extended, Ella Hickok. A little bit further around the perimeter than the last shot. 3-18, Lady Huskies. Front, 3-17 on the game clock. This time. On there, Lena Jones, she'll dish off, 2-point bucket, good. Maddie Sullivan, credit, a good assist from Lena Jones to the timeline. Also, we're right there, she'll work it out top, work it right side behind the arc, a couple of steps behind the arc, Cameron Runner, a dribble, picked up there by Lena Jones, now she'll switch off. going to pick up the ball loosely. Now Lena Jones will come back and play the back ball. And runner near the center circle, pretty much a stationary dribble. Pick up a screen from Cassie Schakel. She'll use it. It's going to be a foul whistle. It's going to be a blocking foul. Cameron Renner looking for an opening. She's close to the hoop there. It's going to be a foul whistle on Plymouth, Lady Pilgrim. In the ball game for the Huskies, the Cherry. Lady Huskies, Junior. That's when we're working out of you class in the paint. Shot going to go down Lady Huskies. To the corner, Ella Hickok. She'll work it back out top. She'll work the right side. The Cherry thought about a three. She'll dribble in. Pass it to the baseline. Catch. Kennedy Cherry to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok spin move. Pick up the dribble. Straddling the three-point line. She'll work it left side. Three-point shot in the air. Rims off short. That was Ella Hickok. And the board of the basketball couldn't quite hold it. The baseline. Touched by Maddie Sullivan. Plymouth. 2:19 on the game clock. In the ballgame for Plymouth is 21, Eva Sheedy. Eva Sheedy, a 5'10 sophomore. In the ballgame, yeah, she got first half action also. Working under the basket. Shot wouldn't go. Off the glass. Cameron Runner, ball carries out. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Scott going to dribble it back out. Back out to Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner. Left from the right elbow extended. 3-point shot is good. He's 6'20. He has 26 to the front court of the basketball. Lena Jones outside the paint. 2-point shot is good. Credit for bucket. 21, Eva Sheedy. Bucket for Plymouth. 46-22. Eddie Huskies in front. You see the front court of the basketball. Cameron Runner. Going to pick up a screen. Not going to use it. Cassie Schakel. Now she will use that screen. She'll work at left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Crossover dribble. Guarding her is Elena Allen. Outside the arc with the basketball. Having Cherry. Preferential pass out top, Cassie Schakel. Pass down low and on the block, Kennedy Cherry couldn't get the shot. Rebound secured by Plymouth to Elena Allen. And Allen on the dribble in the front court. She'll work at left side in front of the bench there. That was number two, Maddie Sullivan. Back to Elena Allen straight away behind the arc. The right side, Lena Jones picked up there by Ella Hickok. They'll front her. Huskies have the Cherry had her fronted. And it's an over lob pass. Pass. Reception was questionable. Riley Mann. Play opportunity goes out of bounds. Going to be last touch by the Lady Huskies. Taking a breather for the Lady Huskies is number two, Ella Hickok. Ball game for the Lady Huskies is number 12, Cameron Roten. Going to be a foul whistled on the inbound play. They're going to whistle this on a blocking foul on the Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims picking up the foul. Back in the ball game for the Lady Huskies is number three, Katie Brown. Brown going to give a breather to 23, Cassidy Schakel. 1:06 on the game clock. 46-22, Lady Huskies in front with the basketball. They drive the lane outside, inside the lane. Shot off the glass. Fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be Cameron Runner. She'll go to the foul stripe. Two shots awarded. Foul situation here in the third quarter. Lady Pilgrims with three. Lady Huskies with one. Under a tick left, 59.9 left. Quarter, first shot is good. Cameron Runner. Kid Dragon's boy, Katie Brown. Back in the ballgame for Plymouth, number 12, Kinley Gantz. In a breather is number two, Maddie Sullivan. Second shot also good. The 8:22 Lady Huskies in front. Be brought in from the backcourt, Lady Huskies providing some pressure. We're getting the backcourt in the dribble. Number 30, Riley Mann. She'll pass across the timeline. Guard Lena Jones. She'll get it back to Mann. Out top, three-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. That's Riley Mann. Go back the other direction. Lady Huskies. Cameron Runner on the dribble. The glass. Two-point bucket. Toast to toast, they call that. Two-point bucket for Cameron Runner. 6 seconds left in the quarter. 6:22. They're working through the timeline. It'll be kicked from the backcourt. Ball's loose. Picked up finally. Hey, Cameron Roten to the front court. Kenny Cherry trying to get a touch pass. Brown wouldn't go back the other direction. Right there. Side the arc, three-point shot, rims out. For the Pilgrims, Lady Pilgrims. Seconds left. Top shot wouldn't go. That first three-point shot wouldn't go. Billy Gantz. So the near point shot or more. About a half-court shot. Just off the mark. the Cherry after to complete the third quarter of play. The end of three quarters of play, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, 50. That's Lady Pilgrims, 22. Again, we thank you for tuning in. I mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Cinco de Mayo Chicken Restaurant, located at 100 West Main Street, Arcadia, Indiana, 6030. Open for lunch till 10 p.m. You can enjoy multiple big screen television while you dine in. You can call ahead. You can order ahead. You can get takeout 317-984-5005. Again, that's 317-984-5005. They're just east of the railroad tracks downtown Arcadia. Right there, we'll mention that Cinco de Mayo Mexican restaurant in Arcadia. And then we'll talk a little bit about Plymouth, Hamilton Heights, Miss 6 and 6. They have a somewhat tough schedule. This is the 7th PA competition this year. This is this season. And then they went against 5 4A opponents and 1 single A opponent, Triton. A good team, Triton. They gave him a good game. Hamilton Heights has seen 7 3A teams, 3 4A, 5 2A opponents. Kind of the strength of schedule. Ball brought in side court. Hamilton Heights also in possession. In the front court, Ellie Hickok. Working right side behind the arc, Cameron Runner. Out top, to Katie Brown. Cameron Runner open for 3. She'll take a shot, rims off, wouldn't go. About the board there was Cassie Schaefer. Didn't want to go over the back. Collected on the rebound, 30, Riley Mann. Backcourt with the basketball. Laney Allen, going to dribble across the timeline. She'll bounce it right side. Shot in the air. Baseline shot wouldn't go. Plymouth Pilgrim has 21. Eva Sheedy starting the quarter. 7:23 on the game clock. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Bring it back out. She'll reset the offense. They go to the right corner. There's the baseline. Brings the ball back out. Katie Brown back out to Cameron Runner. Bring it left side. Ella Hickok being guarded by Elaney. Elena Allen providing the defense now. Katie Brown going to go fast pass. Try to go backdoor pass. Ella Hickok. It's tipped away, picked up there. 12, Sinley Gantz. Front court, Elena Allen, triple threat. She'll dribble behind the arc. Back pedal now, she'll spin move, reverse field there, I should say. It's going to be a blocking foul, trying to cut her off. The baseline. It's going to be brought in right there. It's going to belong to her. Katie Pilgrim's that foul whistle on Ella Hickok. She has 2. Foul number 1 here in the fourth quarter. Brought in Lena Allen. A pass. He's pulled by his head. There behind the arc. That was 12. Kinley Gantz. Works to the left side. Ned Jones. Going to be thrown out top. Trying to find his teammate. It's out of bounds. Going to be the last touch. By Plymouth. That was 21. Eva Sheedy. Ball's going to be brought in half court. One in the front court. Huskies. Elena Allen going to take a breather. Back in the ballgame for Plymouth is number 2, Maddie Sullivan. Also back in the ballgame for Plymouth is number 10, Sophie Miller. And a breather is number 20, Peyton Ellinger. I believe so. But anyway, they're working down low. They go off the glass. Shot when to go. Ella Hickok. Hit the bucket. Rebound Karams. Picked up there on the baseline. Now tipped away. Good defense by Ella Hickok in the backcourt. Cameron Runner couldn't get the initial shot to go. And then they're going to rebound the basketball. Hand it right back to her. Sean Flaherty. Works the ball in. Left the bucket on the baseline. Going to be brought in. Have the Cherry. Do you play? Go Katie Brown. She's trying to get the put back. Couldn't get it. Going to be right there. The ball bouncing right there below the basketball. And it's been picked up by 21. Eva Sheedy. It's going to be a traveling violation. They're going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. It's going to be brought in. Left of the bucket. Cameron Runner. Yeah, I'm taking a breather. There is number 21 for Plymouth. The student. In the ballgame for Plymouth is number 44. Exchange student. She's a senior. From Mason told to me by the gentleman who helped with pronunciation as one of the coaches for Plymouth. 6 feet tall, Layla. Still that song, Layla, but off the glass. It's going to be a foul whistle. The ball down inside on the baseline. And Cassidy Schakel absorbs a foul. While in the act of shooting, she'll shoot two. We'll try this. It's Leila. It's a game. L-E-I-S-E-G-A-N-D. It's a game. So it's free throw line. Cassidy Schakel. First one is good. Cassidy Schakel shooting 80% on the season. Prior to that shot, he's now above 80%. Stripe. Second shot also good. 5:57 left here in the quarter, fourth quarter. We're here at Huntington North High School. What a tremendous day to be here. Say what? What a facility. Facility they have here, baseball, tennis. Go around, check it out. Huntington North, North Territory. Front court of the basketball. Works it back around. Tinley Kent. Again, it's now back out. Guard Maddie Sullivan. Take the point being guarded there by Ella Hickok. Gonna reach in, knock the ball free. The Hickok gonna tie up the basketball with number two, Maddie Sullivan. Gonna be a jump ball. Possession arrow. Gonna give the ball back to the Pilgrims. That's that tie up. Gonna get the ball back for the Lady Huskies. The next attempt. So now the ball game is number three, Katie Brown. Kennedy Cherry back in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Going to guard the basketball. She'll guard the five, Lena Jones. Zone out top. Lena Jones going to bounce in baseline. Kayla going to dish off. Kayla dishes off the teammate. That was 12. Only Gantz. That wouldn't go, but it's deflected out of bounds. Tonight with a block shot. Only gives the ball back to the team that had the ball. So they're working in from side court. Going to be brought in. End of the bench right there. The high school bench in the front court. Oh, yeah. Tinley Gantz. Working back to Lena Jones. Lena Jones shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Miss Sophie Miller. Working the basketball in the front court. Going to be tipped away. Going back the other direction is Cameron Runner. And the layup is good. 54-22. The Huskies in front. 54 on the game clock. Going to dribble the right side of the basketball. Picks up the basketball. It's 10 Sophie Miller. Guarding her there is Cassie Schakel. Might get the 5-second call. Not before a timeout. There, Michaela. Coach Michaela calls a timeout. Yes, excuse me, give me a 60-second timeout. We do appreciate you tuning in. Mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, real estate agent, real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear, that has more than 20 plus years experience serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear your phone by text message 217-813-086. Again, 317-513-086. It's simple. When you would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady, listen on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. Century 21 Company. 17-513-086. Lillian inbound the basketball. Can be brought in baseline. Ride the bucket on the baseline and be brought in. At Plymouth, Lady Pilgrims will bounce in. Find the arc that's there in front of the Pilgrims bench. The dribble there, working the basketball. That's number 10, Sophie Miller. Guarded close in out, picks up the basketball. Ella Hickok. Get it back to teammate. Could get it to Lena Jones. Back the other direction with a steal. 2-point bucket, right side of the glass. The Cherry. 4:24 on the game clock. 6:22, Lady Huskies in front. This is the timeline, Lena Jones. Work the left side. Pass out behind the arc. That's 10, Sophie Miller. Pick up the basketball. That's out being guarded by Ella Hickok. They work it back around. On the dribble, Lena Jones. Bounce it back out top. Maddie Sullivan. Sullivan's going to go baseline, take up the basketball. Pick it back out. Lena Jones behind the arc. Pretty much straight away behind the arc, Sophie Miller. Miller being guarded by Cameron Rutter. The three-point shot, Lena Jones, rims off with the go. Might have been a two. Left of center. Down secured, hand with nice. Cameron Rutter on the approach in the front court. Pass it left side. Slide jumper. Shot would go. It was Hadley Carey. Rebound secured. Plymouth. Before Layla. Layla. Lacy Gang. Try that. Lacy Gang. Outside the arc. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot would go. That was Plymouth. Five. Lena Jones. Miss jump ball. Was out of bounds. The ball was last touched by Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims of Plymouth. Brought in backcourt, Lady Huskies. The dribble to the timeline, walk pace is Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok across the timeline out in front of her, loosely providing pressure is Sophie Miller. Work her right side, bring it back out top. Up to the center, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble once, she'll work her left side. Kennedy Cherry, down inside, Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner, outside arc, fake the 3-point shot. Tavis Cherry works it back around, Ella Hickok, now the Cameron Runner. She'll go to the corner with it. 3-point shot in the air. Credit the bucket. Cameron Roten. Front of the Husky bench. 59-22. Here in the fourth quarter. Dribble. Backcourt. Going to be a pressure administered. One-on-one. Lena Jones. Cameron Runner going to pick up the personal foul. Her picks up her first foul in the ball game. In ball game. From Cameron Runner. Checking out the ball game for the Blue Devils. For the Huskies is number 24, Hadley Cherry. The Cherry. Now the ball game. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies. Number 4, Taylor Harley, a 5'6 junior. Also in the lineup for the Lady Huskies is number 5, Nora Rieger, a 5'6 freshman. Number 20, a 5'7 freshman, Presley Cherry. Brought inside court, 2 minutes left. To the front court of the basketball. Elena Allen on the dribble, being guarded off top by Presley Cherry. We'll look at right side around the perimeter. Back around, that's the hands briefly. Layla, that's number 44, Layla Lesanger. We'll get that out top of the basketball. Elena Allen, near the center circle, being guarded there by Presley Cherry. Drive the lane, she'll go off the glass. Shot when he go. Rebound Layla. Layla off the glass. It's good, and the paint. About a 10-footer. Layla. Lessa Gang. There we heard public address. Lessa Gang. Split senior. Foreign exchange student. We're going to work at right side of the basketball. Outside the arc. Or a Rieger. The left side. Press the Cherry on around the perimeter. Kennedy Cherry. She'll bring it back out. Top of the circle there. Right of center is Cameron Roten. Tip it back. Or Rieger saves it before it went out of bounds in front of the scorer's bench. Put the basketball to work at right side. Go to the corner with it. Cameron Roten. Going to bring the ball back around. So about a three right there. Cats, I should say. It's Presley Cherry. Top of the basketball. Nora Rieger. Rieger works your right side behind the arc. Taylor Harley dribble through the lane. Going to be Dwayne picked up there the other direction. Elena Allen. And Allen going to try to shot off the glass. Would go and intimidated there. Good by Nora Rieger. Back the other direction. To Cherry. Going to be tipped away in the backcourt. 30 seconds left here in the ballgame. To the front court, to the corner. Pretty Riley Mann. Riley Mann couldn't get the shot to go. Rebound Karam picked up by Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry to the front court, coast-to-coast opportunity. Didn't quite get it. She was underneath the basket there. Ball was out of bounds. There's going to be a foul called. We're going to whistle this foul on the Pilgrims. Plymouth Lady Pilgrims. 11.8 seconds left. We're going to call this foul on the floor before the shot. Can be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Presley Cherry. Toss it in to Kennedy Cherry. A dribble. It's going to move. 8 seconds left. Kennedy Cherry going to stationary dribble in front of the Husky bench. Yeah, they're going to allow the clock to empty out. And that's going to finish up the ball game. Final score. Houston Heights Lady Huskies 59. Plymouth Lady Pilgrims 24. Lena crossed in front of the scores bench. Changed pleasantry. Low fives, medium fives, and we'll mention the Lady Huskies will play once again at 6 p.m. this evening. And we'll mention the Lady Pilgrims. Lady Pilgrims will play again. They'll play this evening at 7:45. The second game this evening, Saturday, here on the 30th. this evening. Lady Pilgrims will be going against the home team, Huntington North, Lady Vikings, and Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Play this evening. They'll play the game prior to 7:45 game. It'll be a 6 o'clock start this evening. Tonight, Lady Huskies going against Wawa Sea is Lady Warriors. It will happen right here at Huntington North. Huntington North High School. And we do thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife. My wife made the trip. It's pretty cool. Appreciate that. She does pretty good work, and she helps a lot with them. That's behind the scenes. Picking up stuff. She's an aficionado. So thank you for tuning in. We'll show them. We see you, I guess, later this evening at 6 o'clock. And hope you'll tune in. And till then, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning. Thank you. We're posting right now. We're talking to Coach Keegan Cherry. Coach Keegan Cherry, you're making an hour drive. A very good team in the Pilgrim, Plymouth High School.
I mean, Pilgrim is a physical team. They've got some size. And number two, when she starts to make them, she can be hard to guard. She can really stretch the floor. Credit to our girls the other day, AJ. They were locked in on personnel. They were locked in on the scout. We made it really hard for them to score. Press bothered them early. And then when you make shots at the level we did today, it covers up a lot of things. So pretty good 32 minutes of basketball for the Huskies today. Proud of the girls.
But Linnea, the foreign exchange student comes in, 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Layla, I didn't know the pronunciation, but you heard the public address, did it real well.
Uh-huh. We were just commenting as a coaching staff, I was like, man, they got a six-foot girl there on the bench. We didn't know she was a foreign exchange student, but we were commenting how impressed we were with her size and stature as a basketball player. I thought she looked pretty good out there.
Coach, you're going to have another game coming up in a little bit. Are your girls going to go to a hotel? They're going to just stay off their feet.
Well, it's a varsity and JV event. So our JV is going to tip off here shortly. We're going to watch that as a team, get some food, just try to get off our feet, hydrate, and get ready for a really, really good Wawa Sea basketball team this evening.